Welcome to the Concierge DAC Podcast with your host, Dr. Jason Littleton. Today's episode, How to Have a Merry Heart.
Hey everyone, hello. Welcome to podcast 2 of the Concierge DAC Podcast. Very excited to have you. Welcome to the podcast. Listen, you know, today, great topic. I'm very excited to share this topic. I was talking with my coach and mentor, Dr. Stacia Pierce, and she was telling me that, you know, having a merry heart is so important to health. And, you know, I thought about my experiences. I thought about my patient consultations, really everything in my medical career. And I thought about how important it is to really feel good, to improve your health, really feel good, to enjoy life, really feel good, to just be excited about reaching your goals. And I was like, you know what? I want to dig deep and think about some of the core concepts of Littleton Concierge Medicine that I've shared with patients over the years. Now, before I get started, I need to say this for my compliance team. Access to the information materials contained in this podcast is at your own risk. The information contained is presented for the purpose of educating the consumer on a variety of wellness and healthcare topics. Nothing contained is intended to be instructional for medical diagnosis or treatment. The information contained is compiled from a variety of sources. The information should be considered not complete and not exhaustive and should not be in place of a visit or consultation with your own primary care doctor. That's important because this is general information. And, you know, I always say to my own patients every time that, you know, look, make an appointment with me. Let's go over a plan specific for you. That's so important that you consult your doctor. Okay, so moving on, how to have a merry heart. And I'm very excited about this again because, you know, one of the things that is so important, you hear this everywhere you go, is you have to have a why. Why are you doing what you're doing? When I meet with a client at the very, very, very beginning, you know, I like to ask them, what are the 5 things you have to do before you leave Earth, before your last day? What do you feel like you have to do? What gets you out of bed? See, that's so important to knowing that, because no matter how you feel, no matter what state of health you're in, you're going to fight to get those 5 things done. And sometimes when I talk with patients that are feeling down and out, I always like to refer them back to, what are those 5 things that you said you wanted to do? Was it sail around the world? Was it become a chef? Was it hit all 7 continents? What was it? Was it live to be 95 so you could be there for your great-grandchildren? You know, these are the things that you feel so strong about that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get them done. That's part of having a merry heart. It's so important. And, you know, that list is not exhaustive. It's 5 things, but I always tell people, hey, you know, don't tell me right away when I ask you that question. Think about it. Get back with me in a week. Think about it. You have to think through your life. When you take time to think through your life or meditate, you process what's really important to you. You start seeing opportunities you didn't see before. And that's so important to having great health. So I want to give you a couple stories. They're fictional because I don't want anyone to be able to think that they can identify themselves with my stories. And I wrote this in my book, Energize Again, but I want to tell you a couple stories. You know, there's a farmer who came into the clinic and, you know, smoker, diabetic hypertension. And, you know, basically, I asked the farmer, how long do you want to live? And he said, 95. And I looked him in that face and I said, Nope. See, he was a smoker too. And I knew about some of his bad habits in terms of health habits. And I said, no. 85? Nah, I don't know about that. 75? 65? Yeah, I think we can get you a 65. He was 55 at the time. And he said, what gives, Doc? What's going on? I said, look, if you keep the habit of smoking, if we don't change the numbers, cholesterol, blood pressure, I don't think you'll make it to 65. He was frustrated. He was upset, stumped out the clinic, and came back 3 months later. Smile on his face. I'm like, hey, what gives? What gives? He said, when you said how long, or asked me how long I wanted to live, I went back and changed everything because I thought about, I wanted to be there for my grandchildren. I wanted to go to be 95 for my grandchildren, for them. And that was just like a total aha moment for me. It was a game changer because this guy found what was important to him, or one of those five things, and realized, look, that's big enough for me to change my life. That's big enough for me to change my numbers. Okay, next story. A lady who was so depressed, she said she couldn't get out of bed. And I knew the person had a two-year-old. And I said, if your two-year-old fell into the pool, would you get out of bed then? She just looked at me shocked and surprised I even said that. Of course I would. Of course I would. I'd jump out of the bed, dive into the pool, and save my child. Then I said, okay, there is something that you're willing to get out of bed for. And I said to her, I said, look, think about your life and the goals that are so immediate, so pressing to you, that you're willing to do just about anything, like save your child, to get them done. That was life-changing for her. Last story. I was talking to someone who was a smoker, and I was trying to get them to quit. And I said, if someone said to you, if you were to smoke one more cigarette, you'd be in jail for life. And that person was like, well, I guess I'll just go to jail. But 9 out of 10 people that I talk to would stop right there. They just go through the shakes. They wouldn't touch that cigarette because it's not worth going to jail. It's not worth having that such powerful immediate consequence that people would stop right there. So I told you some stories, and again, they're fictional, so that we can realize and understand how important it is to have goals, but how important it is to think through your goals. Goals that are so pressing, you're willing to do just about anything to get them done. That's what we all need. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. I love that verse. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about having a merry heart, being excited about life, going out to dinner with your spouse, doing that flag football game, taking that class, sailing around the world, going out and having dinner with friends, doing those things that bring that excitement in your life. Think about your goals. Think through your life, because see, when you do this now, just like the farmer story, you're willing to do things that change your numbers, whether it's cholesterol, blood sugar, A1C, whatever it is. You're willing to do things to stay healthy, to live long, to fulfill the five things that you want to do. And look, it doesn't have to just be five things. I like to say five things because it's not exhaustive. It doesn't overload someone, but you could have 10 things, 20 things, 101 things, whatever it is. You have things that are so important because you've thought through your life. You've meditated to cause you to move, to take action, to be merry, to be excited about life. And that's what is so important. See, sometimes we can get so down, we feel like we can't accomplish anything. Go back to what is important. Do whatever you have to do. Press. It is so important. Don't give up. Talk with your doctor. Talk with your friend. Someone who's encouraging. I always recommend people talk with their doctor. Look, if you're a patient of mine, come talk with me. Because I'm going to ask you, what are your top five goals? It's so important that you know what motivates you. Last thing, I want to just say, you know, for me personally, I want to end on a personal note. I mean, for me, look, I love taking care of patients. I want to keep myself healthy, feeling good, so I can do that as long as possible. And I have some personal goals. Everyone knows, if you know me really well, that I love to ski. So working out, keeping my body right so that I can ski as long as I can is important to me. Being healthy, it motivates me to get in the gym. Even though skiing is only seasonal, it motivates me to keep my body right all throughout the year. And, you know, personally, I have a lot of goals that I want to accomplish. I want to live long, and I want to be here so that I can be with my family, so that I can grow my practice, so that I can extend concierge medicine really all over the world, educate people, be there for them, and be a great doctor for my patients. It's so, so important. So having a merry heart is so important to having great health, accomplishing your goals, and living an exciting life. So I just want to just thank you again for being on my podcast. I want you to go to my handles on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you do that. On Instagram and Facebook, at The Real Doctor Jason Littleton. Check me out. I can't wait to see you. Thank you for joining me.